Here's a story about some chicks of a very different kind, an endangered species of grouse, actually, the greater prairie chicken. It's mating season for the bird, and over the last couple of weeks, the prairie chicken's mating dance has been taking place on the eastern edge of the tall grass prairie. Laura Ziegler sent this audio postcard.
It's an act of deliberation to get to this place. By car, it's a two-hour drive northeast of Kansas City, then a half-mile trek in the damp pre-dawn chill through the tall and short grasses. Our guide, Bill Heil, who volunteers for the Nature Conservancy, explains that the greater prairie chickens need the short grasses for mating and the tall grass for nesting and protection from predators.
I noticed there's some landing up here, so probably we should be real quiet till we get to the blind, and then we can visit more.
Heil tears open flaps in a canvas bunker on a rise in the prairie. The sound of two dozen greater prairie chickens trying to attract hens in the dark chill of a pre-dawn spring day leaves one reaching for similes. They call this sound booming. An orange pouch under the bird's throat puffs out and releases air. Reddish eyebrows protrude, Groucho Marx style, and a fan of feathers spread from the sides of their head. They cackle and squawk, warning other males to stand back.
When they get into their display, their head will drop, and they got little pinions, little feathers that come up on the side of their head, and their tail feathers will spread out, and they'll droop their wings, and then they'll start dancing, turn in circles. Some, they'll jump up and down, and some of that sounds like they're laughing at one another, psyching each other out, I guess you might say.
Heil says there are but a few of these mating grounds left. They're called leks, and the same birds return to them year after year. But generations of farming and ranching on this rich, loamy soil have destroyed most of these specialized spaces. Today, only 1,000 acres of virgin prairie remain in this ecoregion of eastern Kansas, northwest Missouri, Iowa, and Illinois. Conservation groups are buying up some of the land. They're removing the trees and foreign grasses and trying to restore native species like the prairie chicken. But the land also provides a livelihood for ranchers like Jim Sadowski. He's not sure it's important to preserve native prairie.
I tend to think nature is dynamic. It's constantly changing. We need these species that, even though they're non-native, they're here. They're native now. You know, I'm not native either, and I'm here.
Farther west, prairie chickens are doing better. They're abundant enough to be hunted. But here in Missouri, their numbers have dwindled from several thousand to less than 500. Conservationists here are working with ranchers to protect this prairie and meet both their needs. They're trying to preserve the environmental stability of this fragile terrain. As more prairie chickens return to mate here each year, they're hopeful that their efforts are succeeding. For NPR News, I'm Laura Ziegler.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.